both retailers and manufacturers alike have had to pay very close attention to what was going on and also watch consumer spending habits and see how those were evolving so that they could adjust their own operations to better meet those needs.
When I think about shopping for a mattress, you want to get that look and feel, you want to see how comfortable it is and that sort of thing. How does that happen? You know, how do you still get that experience of shopping for a mattress while doing it online?
I think that this pandemic has accelerated the online mattress market immensely. And in general, I think it's made a lot more people comfortable with the idea of shopping online.
This is definitely going to be a fun conversation. We had the chance recently to talk with the publisher of Sleep Retailer, that being Mr. Chris Schriever, right there, who you heard about a lot of the coverage that they've had in the mattress industry over the past few weeks and months as, you know, the COVID pandemic has unfolded. And man, some really interesting stuff. I think that right there, kind of the little teaser, just about what, you know, e-commerce looks like in a space that really hasn't had to think much, I'd say, about e-commerce. You know, you think about mattress retailing and it's predominantly been, you know, a business that's done in store. You know, people want to sleep on a mattress, test a mattress out, lay on it, see what it's going to be like before they decide to sleep on it full time. So the idea that, you know, being forced into this e-commerce space is one that a lot of independent mattress dealers are finding themselves having to navigate all of a sudden. And, you know, they're finding that it's possible, as Mr. Schriever will talk to us about, and certainly a lot of other cool topics as well. You know, seeing some of the good come out on both the retailer side as well as the vendor side of this space as the pandemic unfolded and that sort of stuff. And really just a cool conversation, you know, as we continue our run through our trade media partners here in this recent series that we've been running. And excited, like I said, to get to talk to and get to know Sleep Retailer, you know, a publication that has been around for a good bit and is pretty well known in the mattress space. So need to get to talk with them and kind of see how they're doing, how they're managing this time and what they see coming too, you know, in the back half of the year as we get ready for the last few months here of 2020. So without further ado, let's just dive into our conversation with Chris Schriever of Sleep Retailer. All right, we're back on the Independent Thinking Podcast and diving into an episode here on our trade partner series and excited to have Sleep Retailer on. Chris Schriever, publisher at Sleep Retailer. Appreciate you taking time out of your schedule. Love the microphone. I think it's in the it'll be in the shot on the podcast, you know, when we get this rolling. But I like that you've got the podcast set up ready to go.
We're ready. I love it. Thanks for having us. It's great to be here today.
No, appreciate you, like I said, coming on and getting to know a little bit about, you know, what you guys are covering and a little bit about you too. So we'll start there. You know, publisher for Sleep Retailer, tell us a little bit about yourself and about your publication.
Sure. Well, you know, I've been in the publishing industry since 1998, actually, a while, working with a variety of consumer B2B and association magazines, primarily in the advertising end. Working on creating revenue and revenue packages to make magazines sustainable for our partners. And for over 20 years, Sleep Retailer has been a dynamic industry resource, helping retail store owners, their buyers, RSAs, and managers stay up to date on the industry information that's necessary to help the store succeed.
Gotcha. Well, since 1998, that means you've seen a couple of waves come and go here. You know, obviously this last one being COVID, but
absolutely, it's interesting. I acquired Sleep Retailer, which was then called Bedroom Magazine, in 2008. So during the 2008 recession, I acquired this magazine, and at the same time, we were in the process of launching another one for the drug testing industry. Wow. And both of them are still thriving, which is good. It worked.
No, that's awesome. So tell me, you know, a little bit about the history of Sleep Retailer. What, I guess, you know, you say you acquired it in 2008. What attracted you to the publication?
I've been working with the the previous owner of the publication for a number of years. We were their design partner and their print partner. It was the other side of the business that I have. It just got to the point where they were struggling. And so I had said, we can jump in here and really deploy some of our best known practices to keep the publication going.
Gotcha. And I know, you know, we said that you came in at an interesting time. We're kind of going through an interesting time right now, obviously working at home. The nice thing about the publication side of things, and, you know, it's a part of my history as well. You know, as long as you have a laptop and an internet connection, you can kind of get the job done.
That's absolutely right. I mean, and that's really, it's fantastic. And it's nice to also be connecting with people from the industry and you know, kind of see where their home is and, you know, hear what they're up to and know that they've got kids running out as well. And, you know, we're all doing the best we can. And I think this time is proving that it's all doable. It may not be as easy, or in some cases, maybe it's easier, but it's all manageable.
For sure, for sure. And something I know I've joked about across the different product categories that, you know, we have here at Nationwide, but it's also for everyone staying at home, giving you a chance to really put those products, those major products through the paces. And, you know, mattresses are one I'm already thinking, man, what am I getting next?
So. I think many consumers are thinking the same thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, you know, what have, you know, you talk about the working from home side of things, but the industry you cover, what have the last few months been like for sleep retailers, you know, and mattress dealers out there, you know, as they kind of navigate COVID?
You know, it's interesting. And kind of like everything right now, the sentiment has been evolving over the last 3 months. Initially, manufacturers were scrambling to figure out what they could and should be doing, how they were going to keep their employees, whether they should be bringing them in and having them make things, or whether things were just at a complete standstill. And things did come to a standstill. And then we saw manufacturing companies figure out really how to switch gears, how to create PPE, and how to make hospital beds. And those two things allowed them to be determined essential businesses and to stay open. So with their doors open, they were able to keep their employees employed. And I think that was really a very important and critical time for a lot of manufacturers. So that was really where the first wave of coverage was focused. It was on that charitable, that survival sort of mode, right?
That's always cool too, because I mean, obviously Nationwide, you know, all of our independent retailers, one of the things I think the themes that always stands out is how nimble small businesses are and independent businesses.
Absolutely.
Just able to adjust on the fly to adapting, you know, to new environments or challenges or what have you. But that's awesome. I mean, you know, you think about the ways that a mattress retailer or manufacturer can kind of adjust and serve in a time like this, and hospital beds. I've heard a bunch of different ways that this space specifically can adapt, and that's one that didn't even ring, you know, hadn't come to mind until you just mentioned it. That's awesome.
Sure. Yeah, no, it's interesting. Most people thought immediately about the, you know, building creating masks and
protecting
people that way, but you know, the need for additional hospital beds during this time was huge, and it's nice to see how the industry really stepped in, figured out what products were necessary to keep everyone safe, not just while they were making the beds, but also for the beds when they're in the hospital setting. And then, you know, one major licensee, in fact, you know, had this binder that they created that showed what those guidelines were, and they were able to hand it to all of their manufacturing partners throughout the country. So each one of them had the option then of staying open. So it's pretty substantial, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that goes to the challenge of staying open, which I know, you know, there were some in the independent space, our members that were fortunate enough to be at the outset declared essential, but many weren't.
That's right.
So, you know, aside from the challenge of staying open, you know, what were some of the other big challenges that this space faced that you were able to find through coverage?
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because, you know, in those early stages, as that was being determined, whether retailers would be determined essential or not. I mean, it really depended on where in the country they were. We heard a lot of frustration from retailers and a lot of confusion. You know, but then what really started to happen is you saw manufacturers shift towards e-commerce programs, which allowed retailers to step up their e-commerce game and be a part of this through a sales vehicle that was working for them, right? But honestly, both retailers and manufacturers alike have had to pay very close attention to what was going on and also watch consumer spending habits and see how those were evolving so that they could adjust their own operations to better meet those needs. And I think, you know, that's been something that also has proven how nimble small yeah. businesses can be, right? And how nimble you have to be.
For sure. And I mean, the digital side of things is one, that's where, you know, you talk about the opportunities available through Nationwide and, you know, out there as far as website management, building websites, that sort right. of thing, getting those online services. But the e-commerce side for sleep, the sleep business, you know, when I think about shopping for a mattress, you want to get that look and feel, you want to see how comfortable it is and that sort of thing. You know, kind of walk us through what that looks like for mattress online retailing for a mattress retailer. How does that happen? You know, how do you still get that experience of shopping for a mattress while doing it online?
Well, you know, honestly, I think that this pandemic has accelerated the online mattress market immensely. And in general, I think it's made a lot more people comfortable with the idea of shopping online, not just for mattresses, right? For many, many other things. You know, my in-laws, for example, were not Amazon shoppers to begin with. And now they're like, we could just buy it online. I'm like, yes, you can. You do not have to leave your house. In fact, please don't. So it's been interesting. But, you know, I don't think the future is all online. I think we've seen a lot of companies introduce some safety and cleaning protocols. And certainly you're up on that as well. You know, Tempur Sealy, Precision Textiles, and Bedgear all have products available to keep that mattress clean once consumers are able to start returning to feeling comfortable returning to stores, right? Yeah. And I think in a lot of ways, the new cleaning procedures probably should have been happening before COVID, right? To help everyone feel a little more comfortable. So having them in place moving forward may offer a greater sense of comfort for consumers.
I don't know what specifics. I mean, obviously there's things like mattress covers that could be used in like single, almost like, you know, you think about shoe shopping and you see those little things that the sock covers and things like that that people can put on. Is it similar to that, or what other types of measures are there?
It is. Yeah. And in most cases it is. You know, Bedgear's got Bedgear created a clean guideline that includes a patented sort of sleep napkin that covers the bed and the pillow for people to test mattresses out. And Precision Textiles did the same thing. It's this great pad that goes over the top of a mattress, so a consumer can feel comfortable knowing that they're the only one that is laid down and tested that clean sheet. Right. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Any stories like that? You know, of people finding unique ways to kind of you know, adapt through this or find ways to kind of separate themselves or tell a different story maybe that you've kind of come across?
Well, I think, you know, the other side of that is also that brick and mortar retailers are going to have to provide a markedly different retail experience, right? One that separates what consumers can get online to make it more unique for them to come in the store. And we're seeing a move towards a more consultative sales approach that helps build trust and creates a sense of connection between that shopper and the retailer. That might require some new RSA training. We've covered some of that, but it also might make appointment only stores more popular, right? I mean, when you think about some of the brands that were doing that already, that sales approach allows retailers to limit the number of people in their store and adequately prepare for safety guidelines, right? They can change those protectants on top of their bed before each new customer comes in, so the consumer isn't standing there waiting for the salesperson to change it. And that's just, you know, it's going to create that better experience, right? There are stories that are showing how stories from retailers that are showing how this can be spun in a different direction to help consumers feel comfortable during that retail experience.
Gotcha. No, and I mean, lots to come. I think from, you know, what we've learned, as we've kind of talked about throughout this, just the ability of the retailer to adjust is kind of has been key. It's been kind of, it has been inspiring to watch, but more to learn, I think, too, kind of looking ahead to the second half.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, there's trends in that way that we could look at as far as what the retailer's doing, but not to switch off of COVID, but are there any, like, what is, when I think, you know, I told you at the top, I came from trade publications, and my line was CE, so consumer electronics, and innovation was always happening, like, every day in that space, there was something new. So what does innovation in sleep, in mattresses and sleep tech look like that you guys are kind of tracking? And, you know, what excites you about the second half or what you see coming down the road here?
Yeah, you know, I think it's interesting, and we touched on this at the top of the podcast, where, you know, people are spending more time at home, right? So they're looking at that mattress, they're looking at the quality of sleep they're getting, and I think they're more hyper aware of it at the moment. So they're looking at some of these tech products that are tracking their sleep and analyzing how long they've spent in bed and how many times they're tossing and turning. And in terms of sleep tech, we're always looking for products that provide actionable support, right? Like, it's great to know that you didn't sleep well, but what can I do with that, right? Like, how is a consumer, how is that helping me? Or is it just making me feel more anxious? I don't need to feel more anxious. I want to sleep better, like, right?
Thank you for telling me I toss and turn. I know. I do it. Now what?
Exactly. So, you know, for us, we're really looking at products that are providing information and data in tangible ways rather than simply dumping a lot of raw data and confusing the customer.
Gotcha.
I think as we as an industry focus more on the health and wellness benefits of better sleep, and we take a more holistic approach to sleep wellness, we'll see bedding and mattress products that have informed scientific data intentionally improving a consumer's health. Right?
Gotcha. Now is a show like, having gone to shows, with Nationwide, continue to go to shows to see what's happening in the different spaces. CES is one that, you know, we go to. Sleep tech has really kind of, infiltrated that show.
Incredible,
specifically,
right?
I know. I mean, from mattress toppers that have sensors on them and things like that, to full blown mattresses that are integrated with this sort of stuff. I mean, when you go to a show like that, do you go to shows like that? And what do you, what's kind of the takeaway of seeing just how much sleep tech has kind of, you know, become more of a presence at those shows?
What's interesting to me when I attend CES, which I always find completely fascinating, is watching the consumer or watching, who I think is the consumer, right?
Right.
Interact with those products and just seeing their reaction and knowing what's behind it, right? Knowing that they're there and they're interacting with that because they have some sleep issue. They have something that's not allowing them to rest at night. And I think that if we can take the reasons behind why that consumer is interacting with those products, we as an industry will be more informed and will be able to move forward and improve things dramatically. So that for me is what I think is fascinating about CES. Not to mention, of course, how much that category has expanded.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be a couple of products here and there. Now there's the whole section devoted to sleep, right?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things, the thing that stood out to me, and it's not only because, you know, I get kneed and elbowed in the side at night to stop snoring, but it was this one piece of tech. I can't remember the name of the company off the top of my head, but they had a pillow that could sense if you were snoring. And if you were, you know, it would kind of, rather than kneeing you in the side, it would kind of slightly inflate itself. So it would turn your head to kind of get you to roll over and potentially stop snoring, like be in a position that would make you stop snoring. But like, is there any piece of technology or something, you know, it doesn't, maybe not necessarily a piece of technology, but something like that, you know, you see, you don't think gets enough attention or you think has the potential to really kind of impact this space?
You know, I think as we see the complete sleep system, the intelligent sleep system, you know, that with the power base, with the integrated mattress, I think as we see the pricing structure on those come down a little bit, and we see more awareness on the consumer end on what those products can do, to prevent you from being kneed or kicked in the middle of the night, right? but to help you stop snoring or to help you breathe better, I think we'll see an uptick in sales on that end. I mean, these products are fantastic, right? You know, like the bed adjusting so that you stop snoring or you breathe better, or, you know, it senses that your body is warming up and you're getting too hot and you're going to start being restless. So it cools itself down. That's immense technology that is, I think, incredibly helpful. And really, when we think about how our home is becoming so smart, right? You know, we pull in the driveway, the garage door opens, the lights come on, you know, maybe there's music, the door unlocks. Why not have your bed react to you in the same way?
Yeah, it's crazy. And I mean, for the retailer out there and even potentially consumers as well, easy solution to say, hey, get on the Sleep Retailer newsletter list so you could stay up on all these things. But what are you guys doing? You know, how do you stay up on these trends and know what's coming from a tech perspective to kind of, you know, be able to cover this and pass this information on?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, we're a team of three. We have Gretchen Cast, our managing director, and Elena Hunley, who handles marketing and sales, and then myself. And I think between the three of us, we are as intrigued by sleep as anything. And so we're constantly looking for news and watching the trends and looking at what's out there. So I think between that and our PR partners who are continually feeding us information, we feel like we've got our finger on the pulse of the industry and are happy to help encourage retailers to learn the most about bedding and mattress products that are coming online. And the innovations just continue to come, which is pretty cool.
That's awesome. And Chris, I have taken more of your time than I anticipated, but you know, it's cool to learn about a space that, prior to Nationwide, didn't have too much contact with. So it's clear that innovation is happening here. You know, even in the face of some serious disruption, whether it's COVID and other things. So I appreciate, you know, you taking the time and chatting with us and kind of tearing the layers back on Sleep Retailer.
Rob, it's absolutely my pleasure. And thank you and Nationwide for the opportunity. It's great to connect with you today. And if any of your listeners want to learn a little bit more, they can tune into sleepretailer.com.
Awesome. Appreciate it. And hope to catch up again soon, maybe in person before we know it. We'll see how this thing goes. Awesome. And thank you again to Chris for taking the time out of his schedule and chatting with us and showing off his slick podcasting setup that he has. A nice mic, maybe a little jealous. I like the headset and all, but you know, it's always nice to have a fun podcasting mic there in front of you. But no, great conversation. I had a lot of fun chatting with him and learning about Sleep Retailer, their coverage, and what they've seen in the space of late. So certainly a publication. If you're not signed up, get signed up. Get their newsletter. And don't miss out on all the news in the mattress space. So, but, you know, as always, appreciate you taking the time to listen to the Independent Thinking Podcast. And we will catch you next time.